The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Elizabeth Gibson, last name Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, first name Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. This is a treble stress echocardiogram file, Strecco space Gibson space E, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/15/22. Referring physician, Hia Maria Gusak, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 35-year-old female with history of hypertension for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, right bundle branch block. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 90. Baseline heart rate, 63 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 30 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 182 over 93 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27118, period, new paragraph. Patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate and some fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of at least 8.5 mets. The patient had baseline diastolic hypertension with an initial systolic hypertensive blood pressure response to stress at the first stage of stress, but with a plateau with successive levels of stress. I think that an initial significant hypertensive blood pressure response to stress in the initial stage of stress with a plateau with successive levels of stress. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 90 and heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. Hold on 1 second. VPC was noted in the first stage of stress. Correction, an isolated VPC was noted in the first stage of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4 chamber views, and apical 2 chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression. Normal echocardiographic portion, treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate. Before I go to conclusions, go to the stress section where it says, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Before that sentence, please add there was baseline right bundle branch block. And then it should say, that section should say, there was baseline right bundle branch block. There was an isolated VPC at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. So add that phrase below of there was baseline right bundle branch block before the phrase there was an isolated VPC at peak stress. Now to continue where I was, conclusions. 1, normal ECG portion treble stress echocardiogram. 2, greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of at least 8.5 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. Functional capacity may have been limited by the accelerated heart rate response to exercise and the hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. 4, the patient had baseline diastolic hypertension with a initial significant systolic hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, but with a plateau with successive levels of stress, suggesting some element of wanting on her medication. Where it says a significant initial significant systolic hypertensive blood pressure response to stress consistent with uncontrolled hypertension with exercise, but with a plateau with successful levels of stress, suggesting some element of blunting on her medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. Out of proportion to her functional capacity. Five, there was baseline right bundle branch block and an isolated VPC during early stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Common normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.